Okay, as always, the Torah Be'etzah Hashem should be Le'ilu Nishma Hashem Gashem Ben Rabari Levi. This week we're going to deviate from the Parsha and speak about the Maftir. It's Parsha Zachodesh this week. Every Yid needs to know it's one of the most important prokim in the Torah. Rashi, the beginning of the Torah, the first Rashi tells us that the Torah should have started, could have started from this Parsha, from the Parsha of Achodesh Azalochem, Shmos Perak Yud Beis. I'm going to speak a little bit about it, about the leaning, and about its connection to Pesach, Seder night. It's intrinsically connected because of what it talks about within it. And this should also give us some direction and insight in our preparation for Haggadah and Seder night. When we begin the Haggadah, we know that the Haggadah itself is given that name because of the pasuk of "Vehigadat alevincha b'yomu v'leima ba'avuze osa Hashem li b'teisim mimitzrayim." Interestingly, that is the pasuk of the She'eino Yedei Alishayim. So, as we are finishing the introductory parts to Magid, which is important to know, they are introductory parts; they're not the main part, and therefore we should make sure that we don't overspend time on the introduction and then lose the concentration of our participants when it comes to the main part. But we finish off with the At Pesach Loi Shenema Vehigadat Olevincha Bayomu Uleima Babu Ze Osa Hashem Li Betzisim Mitzrayim. And says the Baal Haggadah, Hashtikl Torah, Yochel, I may have thought, Mirash Chodesh, we should be start beginning to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Haggadah should begin from Mirash Chodesh. Talmud Loima, Bayom Ahu, Vehigadat Olevincha Bayom Ahu Leimar. It's limited to Bayom Ahu. In Bayom Ahu, I would have thought maybe you should start early in the day from when you would begin to bring the Korban Pesach. Tamud Leimar, Ba'avur Zeh. Zeh always means you're pointing to something. You're actually pointing to them, and it's limited to Seder night. And we have to understand, whenever Chazal ask a question, that means they had a Hava Mina, that means it's a valid question. The Hava Mina means it could have been a maskana, just because of the Gezeres HaKosel, we don't know like that. So what's the Yochel Merash Chodesh? I may have thought you should begin the Sipur from Merash Chodesh. So you're going to tell me because, yeah, it's interesting, we see that Chazal wanted to tell us there's sufficient information for us to be busy with from Merash Chodesh all the way through till Pesach, and that's why we would have a minute so it's from Merash Chodesh. The truth is, there's much more. You can go from a lot longer. So why is it limiting it to Merash Chodesh? Maybe you should have said, Yochel Misukas, when you start to celebrate the Alanei HaKavod, that's when we should start, and we should carry on the whole year. In the end of the day, this is what our whole Emunah is based on, the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim. So why is it limiting it to Merash Chodesh? And also, what's the Hava? Why bring it earlier to Merash Chodesh? Why limit it to Merash Chodesh? So that the Pasuk then says, no, Bayomahu. It's got to be Vehigadat Olevincha Bayomahu. What's the Hava Amina? There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara relates, it's talking there about a resort which had very healthy springs, the Maya de Diumsus, the resort of Diumsus, where people would go to recuperate and to rejuvenate their koichos. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch went there. And says the Gemara, Imshich Basrayu. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch's Darga, one of the Heilige Tanoim, he was Nimshach, he overindulged in kafi, what was for him considered to be the limit. He overindulged in this Olam Hazeh, in the Gashmias of Mayad Yumsus. And he forgot all his learning. And he returned back to the Beis HaMedrash, he turned back to Shul, and relates to Gemara, he got an Aliyah. In those days, it was still the time where someone who got the Aliyah would lane themselves. And he was called up for Perek Yud Beis, Shmos Perek Yud Beis. And he reached the second Pasuk. And to the shock horror of the Gehillah, instead of saying, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, he said, HaChireish Hoya Libom. Their hearts were dumb. Which is really talking about this matzav that he found himself in. And we've got to just picture what was going on over here. Who is Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch? He's one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was Moine Shvachom. When he spoke about Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch was Kamayon HaMiskaber. It was always an overpouring of Torah and Chiddush and analyzing Torah and understanding Torah and appreciating Torah and just an overspill of Torah. And here he comes, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about him, if I would put all my Talmidim on the one side of the scale, he would still outweigh them. So he's been away. Mistoma, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rav, a Dayan. The Kehillah had been waiting for their Balib, the Rav, to come back. So he returns, and he gets an Aliyah. The place is still, it's quiet. They're hearing the Rav's Aliyah, he's about to bench Gomel. And to the shock, we're talking about the door of the Tanoim, they hear the Rebbe say, instead of Achirish Hayalibam, go Kulam Bibichia, they started to cry and they davened. And they davened for him, and his Torah came back. First of all, the Maharsha points out the distinction between what he was meant to read and what he read is minute changes. Instead of saying Hachoydesh or the Dalit, he said Achirish or the Reish. The Reish and the Dalit, the change between the difference. Instead of saying Hazeh, he said Hoyo, the Zion changed to a Yud. Instead of saying Lochem, he said Libom, the Chof to a Vase. Very, very subtle, very small changes. But this was the Rav Zalman Arach, who was the Daikon, who was able to see and delve into the depths of Torah. And he makes such a mistake, which is so basic. The Chassam Sofer says a fascinating thing. The Chassam Sofer says there are two Malachim. Well, there are, amongst the Malachim, there are two who we are going to address now. There's a Malach who's Mamuna on Zikorin, and there's a Malach that's Mamuna on Shikha. The Malach that is Mamuna on Zikorin, he says it's from the Reb Shamshon of Stropoli, Hashem Yin Kondome, the Heiliger Mekubel. He said, there's a Malach that is Mamuna for Zikorin, and that, the name of that Malach is spelt Dalud Zayin Chof. There's another Malach that is Mamuna on Shikha. And we know from stories of different Gedolei Yisrael throughout the Doros who used that Malach of Shikha in certain circumstances to make people forget things they didn't want them to remember. That, the name of that Malach, says Rav Shamshon Nasrapali, is Reish Yud Beis, Riv. Seems to be a little synonymous with Machloikas, forgetfulness, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Chassam Sofer from Rav Shamshon Nasrapali, when Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch returned from having forgot his Torah, what letters did he change for what? Instead of saying Hachoydesh with the Dalad, Hazer with the Zayin, Lochem with the Chof, the Dalad Zayin Chof, the name of the Malach of Zikorin, instead he said Hachereish, Areish, Hoya with the Yud, Libam, Beis, Riv, he said the Malach of Shikha. Why is this so significant? Well, it's significant in, this was really, and the people who were there, we were talking about the Dor of Tanoim, they chapped what was going on and they understood, Nebuch, look what's happened to him. But it's very poignant that it happens here because this is the parasha within which we're told Klal Yisrael, who are we becoming, how we became Klal Yisrael, and what that involved in the first night of our being the Am HaNivchar. But he says there's a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim that tells us that we're meant to dip our Morer in Charoses. Why do we dip the Morer in Charoses? So the Gemara says Mishum Kapo Kuf Pei Aleph. So look at the Rashi, look at the Rashbam, look at Tosfos. It's some sort of enzyme that's in the lettuce in the morer that is toxic, and so to nullify the toxic enzyme, we dip it in charoisos. So it's the Chassam Sofer, and on any normal night, it's not there. Well, it's only prevalent on Seder night. This toxic enzyme that's inside the lettuce only there on Seder night. So the Chassam Sofer, there's obviously much more going on over here. He says, you know, the name Kuf Pei Aleph is the name of Tumas Mitzrayim. Tumas Mitzrayim's name was Kuf Pei Aleph, the Gematria of 181. When that got hold of the Malach of Zikorin, because he says the goal of what Mitzrayim really wanted to do was to make Klal Yisrael forget Torah Sa'avos. And therefore they wanted to take that koyach of memory that we had, the Dalet Zayin Chof, and have it swallowed with the Kuf Pei Aleph. If you add Dalet Zayin Chof, 31, to 181, you get the gematria of 212, the gematria of Riv, the gematria of the Malach of Shikha. So on Seder night, we nullify the Koyach Mitzrayim, so that we're left with our Koyach to memorize. Azoi Shtein Chassam Sefer. If you add 181 to Dalet Zayin Chof, to the name of them, then you come out with the name Riv. You come out with the gematria of the Malach of Shikha. So on Seder night, we nullify that. I think this gives us a big insight into what we're meant to be doing on Seder night. When we get together and we discuss with our families, when we discuss with those who are present at the Seder, what Chazal wanted us to achieve was that we should sit that night together, spend that night discussing the causes for going down to Mitzrayim, the Shibudim Mitzrayim, the Tefillah, and eventually the Geula, so that we reconnect with our Torah Sa'avos. We reinvigorate ourselves with Torah Sa'avos, we remind ourselves about Torah Sa'avos, and we re-engage with this koyach of memory of Dalet Zayin Chof. That's what we're meant to be doing on Seder night. How do I know that that's what we're meant to be doing on Seder night? Well, if you look at the end of the Haggadah, that sort of gives us an indication. That's the crescendo of Seder night. So that's where we're heading for. We can well assume, therefore, that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they formulated the Haggadah, intended that the Haggadah should bring us to something. And my Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Avraham Gurovitz, says over from Rebbe Yonis and Eibeshitz, why do we say the Pizmoin of Echa Miyadea at the end of the Seder? Echa Miyadea, Echa Delekeinu, Shnai Miyadea, Shnei Luchas Abris. What relevance that he says, you know, that gives us a deep insight into what we're meant to have achieved throughout Seder night. What we're meant to have achieved is, you know, you can walk along to someone and you can say certain words and see how they respond. Ask them, I'm going to tell you a word, how do you respond? If you say to them, pen, they'll probably say back pencil. If you say to them, knife, you hope they'll say fork. And there's certain words which they associate. He says, we want people to be so invigorated, so infused, so enthused, so proud of where we come from and so connected to Yiddishkeit that by the end of Seder, if you say to them one, they say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, two, Lucas Amris, three, Ovis, four, Imois, five, Chamish Chum Shetara, six, Jesus said, Rishna. That's what you want to have achieved throughout the Seder. So that, therefore, we know when we prepare that that's where we're heading. That's what we want to get to. That means that the avoider of Seder night is to connect with that. Says the Chassam Sofer, when the Rabbeinu Shalom came to Kali Yisrael and he said to them, Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Kali Yisrael, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, there's this new month. This new month is a Chiddush, and this is for you. And you are going to be like the moon. As the moon waxes and wanes and waxes, so too you, Kali Yisrael, are going to go through those experiences. You've been through that experience of waning. You are about to wax. You're about to steig into the Amma Nivcha. Continues the parasha and tells us what we're meant to do that first Seder night. How we're meant to prepare our Korban Pesach, how we're meant to set it aside, how we're meant to shecht it, how we're meant to get together and eat matzah and eat moror, and how we're meant to perform the Seder night on that first time, leading up to the Geula, about which we are told then, the first of the Sheish Zechiros. Leman tizkoyres, yom tizkha meret v'shayim konim echayecha. Says the Chassam Sofer, if the Eibishter wants us to reach the point where every single day we will remind ourselves, we'll be oisik in zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, then when he gives that mitzvah, he gives us the koyach to be able to do that mitzvah. Hence, right in the onset of the mitzvah, when he says hachodesh hazeh lochem, incorporated and included and inside that mitzvah is the name of the malach of memory. Because what's this mitzvah meant to bring you to? To zechiras, leman tizkor, as you say, kol yimei chayecho. So therefore, it has to be included right from the beginning, that siyata dishmaya of the koyach, of the malach of memory. Hence, it's hinted to in that pasuk. It's a fascinating thing. If you take that pizmon of Echa Miyodea, and you add the numbers in the following way. You've got each paragraph, right? The first paragraph is Echa, one, who knows one? One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that equals one. The second paragraph is, who knows, two. Two is Shnei Luchis Habris. Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim Va'aretz. So it's two plus one. And then before you give a final number, also add on the previous paragraph. Plus one. So that would be two plus one plus one. When you get to number three, it's three plus two plus one, plus the previous paragraph, two plus one, plus the one before that, plus one. When you get to four, it's four plus three plus two plus one, plus three plus two plus one, plus two plus one, plus one, give that a number. And so on. When you get to 9, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, plus 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, plus, see the, and finally give a number to that. Add up all your final numbers. You'll get the number 1,820. What's the significance in that? There are 1,820 Shemus Yudke Vavke in the Torah. What's the name Yudke Vavke? Hoya? Hoya Vavye. So Rabbeinu Shalom, he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, I ran the world from the beginning, in the middle and in the end. And that's why the Gematria works that way. You're always going forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards because things that happened originally were causes for things that would happen further in the future. When things in the future happen, you're able to look back and say, ah, now I understand why that happened earlier. Etc, etc. And we see the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, Seder night, what is Seder night meant to be? It's meant just to be recounting what happened. There's a beautiful vort that I once heard. In the Hakdama of the Haggadah, we talk about the five Talmid Chachamim who were sitting in Bnei Brak. And he says they were all Mesubim in Bnei Brak. Why were they all Mesubim in Bnei Brak? Because it was Seder night. They had to be Mesubim. Okay. But one of the halachas is that a Talmud is not allowed to lean in front of his Rebbe. One of the people who was there, one of the Tanoim, was Rabbi Akiva. Together with his two Rebbes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, how could Rabbi Akiva lean? Say the Mefarshim, that's good for why it tells us where they were. Who cares where they were? Right, it tells us they were in Bnei Brak. Who was the Mora D'Asra of Bnei Brak? Rabbi Akiva. Ah, since it was Asrei, then even though his Rebbes were by him, so that's why he could lean. Oh, the Kasha begs to be asked, what's normally the Seder? The Talmud goes to visit the Rebbe on Yom Tov, or the Rebbe goes to visit the Talmud? Surely the Talmud goes to visit the Rebbe. Chayev l'hak b'pnei Rabbi v'regel. What are the Rebbes doing Seder night by the Talmud? So I heard, you know, at the end of Gemara Maseches Makkos, there's a few stories where some of these Tanoim were together. Certainly Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva. And they were walking together. One of the stories that it tells us says they were walking together in Yerushalayim. Higiu lahar atzofim. They arrived at Mount Scopus and they looked across to the Makom HaMikdash. And they saw a fox running out from the place called the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they all started to cry. And Rabbi Akiva started to smile. So Rabbi Akiva asked them, why are you crying? And they said to Rabbi Akiva, why are you smiling? He said, why are you crying? He said, why are we crying? The place where the Beis HaMikdash stood, where the Kohen Gadol went lifnai v'lifnim on the Yom HaKadosh, and now a fox is running across and we shouldn't cry. So Rabbi Akiva, that's exactly why I'm smiling. He said, there was a nevuah that said, Tzion Sode Teicharesh, that meant that the Romans, that the enemy would come, they would destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they would pillage the Beis HaMikdash. But then the Navi also said, they're going to go and plow the land on which the Beis HaMikdash stood. It's going to that fine detail. Was it a marshal for something? Was it exact? And it was exact. It happened to the exact detail as predicted by the Navi. He says, in that case, there's this nevuah that we hear about. That's Yeshaya says, and look at the dire straits that we're in. Is it ever going to be possible that such a thing could happen? Can we even imagine that? He says, but I take courage from the fact that this, the nevuah about Churban was the exact detail, to the minute detail. I take courage from that the nevuah about Gula is going to be to the exact detail as well. And therefore, he says, I see from the past, and I have an eye to the past, but it creates a vision for the future. It helps me to say, no, you're right, we're in a time of Torah, but there's a great future ahead of us, let's focus on that. So came Seder night, they've just lost the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking in the era shortly after Churban HaBayis. The Rebbe's Rebbe Akiva said, we're meant to prava chiras tonight. How are we meant to do chiras tonight? In the matzav that we clearly so find ourselves, tormented by the Romans, downtrodden by the enemy? You know what? We've got to do it. It's the mitzvah. We'll go away from home. So Rebbe Akiva, you come to me. I don't leave home on this Seder night. Faket! From the fact that everything's happening exactly as the Navi predicted, tonight we celebrate that we're gonna have a geula, ki meitzeis chom eretz mitzrayim, erenu niflois, that the what's gonna happen when Mashiach comes will make the niflois of Mitzrayim pale into insignificance, and that's what we focus on Seder night. So what's Seder night about? It's not just about recounting the past. It's about looking at what happened and creating a vision for the future. And that's what we're gonna spend Seder night doing, and that's why we say, dom v'esh, v'simeris oshon, it's referring to what's going to be. If you count the psukim in the Torah, the 1820th posuk in the Torah is the posuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. 1820th posuk in the Torah is the posuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. And I'm told that if you count from the beginning of Magid to Goal Yisrael, there are 1820 words. What's the significance? That's the significance. It's the Shemus Yud Kei Vav Kei. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, is, always will be, and is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Malo Min Azman, but he's orchestrating all these things the whole time. And when we sit together on Seder night, that's what we engage in. Therefore, says the Baal HaGadah, Yochoil, I may have thought, Meirush Chodesh, I may have thought that when should we start this? What, there's so much to talk about, there's so much to be engaged in. We've got a mitzvah l'man, it's a kol yimei chayachos, maybe it should be every day of the year, or maybe start from Sukkos. Why do we limit it to Rosh Chodesh? No, yochel mei Rosh Chodesh. When do we get the siyata d'shmaya? Rav Dessler says that the Jewish year is like a circular train track which revisits certain stations each time. And you visit the station, you get the hashpah of that time. So Yochel, I may have thought, Mir Rosh Chodesh, what's the Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is that time where we were given the Koyach of Zikaron, where we were told about the mitzvahs that were going to lead us to where we're going to be, what we're going to become. So Yochel, I may think, Mir Rosh Chodesh, when should we start talking about Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim? When should we start this engagement with understanding the past and creating a vision for the future? When should that begin? From Rosh Chodesh. We should start the 1820 words of Magid on the day when we were given that mitzvah. The 1820th Pasuk told us about that mitzvah. And we should lead towards the Echa Miyodea, which is a gematria accumulatively of 1820.
1820 words from where?
From the beginning of the Haggadah till Gaal Yisrael. That's Yochanan Rishon. Tamud Loima is the Agzeres Hakosa by Yemahu. There's a special Siyata Dishmaya that comes when you've got Korban Pesach. No, not just Korban Pesach, but Shoshi is Matzah Umorah. But Tamud Loima Ba'avruzeh. There's a special Siyata Dishmaya that comes when we're sitting there. And that is what we want Seder Night to be about. It's a platform for going further. It's an opportunity where we re-engage with Zikaron. And the truth is, that already begins, the Siyata Dishmaya for Zikaron begins from Rosh Chodesh. That starts from now. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. From this Shabbos, there's a hashpah in the world that the Rebbein Hashem has given us, that Klal Yisrael became the Am HaNivcha. They began that process from Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem has many connotations. The Chassam Sefer would say that HaChidush Hazeh Lachem, Klal Yisrael, just as the Levana is Mechadesh every single month, so too we have an opportunity to Mechadesh every single month. It is a fascinating thing. There's two, when was the world created? Was it created in Tisha? Was it created in Nisan? It's Machlekes Amiroim. Machlekes Tanoim. When it was created. So the Machlekes Tanoim was the Machshava, or was the actual Maisa, but either way, these are two times where there is Chiddush in the world. There's rebirth. And in fact, we are now in the middle, when we say in the Gemara, when the Gemara in Tanis says, that Keshem Shemishanichnas of Mematim Mesirim Chalkach Mishanichnas Ador Mavim Simcha, says Rashi, why? Because you've got Yemei Ador and Nisan. It's all leading up, and the whole Purim story happened on Pesach. The Gula took place on the first day Yom Tov. So it's all leading up to, the Simcha is leading up to this great Zman of Gula. And that's what we have the opportunity. Chalisol, we're Mischadish. So we had back then in Tishrei where we mitoich Yiro of Afachad, we were Chosei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an opportunity here in mitoich Simcha to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To rejuvenate ourselves, to be reborn as Klal Yisrael with Chiddush that is prevalent in the month of Nisan. Beis Hashem, we're going to say in the Yotzos of Shabbos that Nisan is a chodesh sheboy Yeshua is makifos. What does that mean? Yeshua is. We know what they are, and it's a chodesh where there are Yeshua's that are makifos. Hakafos surround us. Yeshua's go around. There are Yeshua's that are available, and they go around. We have to tap into them. We've got to get the siyata d'shmaya for them. We're going to shura kodesh baruch hu. Va'anachnu amcha v'tzei marisecha. We're ready for them. But there's another pshat that the Sfarim say, Shabbat Yeshua is makifa, it's like a hakafa taking a loan, taking it on credit. In Chodesh Nisan, we can take the Yeshua's on credit. And it's almost like the beginning of the year, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust us. Give it to us on credit. Give us the year on credit. We're going to show you through the year that we, and everyone goes through the year and then we come back to the end of the year and we say, oh yeah, we messed up. We didn't really do it like we were meant to. We have done it and didn't. So we've got now an opportunity. So we've had the winter. So don't let it slip that we said, you know, the winter was already so shvach, so I'll fix it up when I get to Elul again. No! There's an opportunity now to be re-engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, re-engaged with ourselves, so that we reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly like HaChidosh HaLevana. Every month, and especially this month, is that month where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us that Siyata Dishmaya. But Eiz HaShem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that Siyata Dishmaya, that we should be able to connect, be Mischadesh, and begin the avoider that will lead us up to Be'ez Hashem, that we should be noichal min azvachim umin apsachim this year, and that we should be able to be together with all of Klal Yisrael, remembering what happened, but actually seeing much greater nisim, and being zoicha to the gula shleima b'mehira v'yameinu. I thank you for coming, and I thank you for listening.
So, can you just go?